It's showtime.
Who are these socials?
Taking down the other podcasts one by one.
Who are these socials?
That clip is why people make fun of you.
With Carl.
This is all just for the radio.
And why Mike?
We don't have business to take care of.
Who are these socials?
We are the number one podcast on the internet today.
W-A-T-S.
Welcome to yet another episode of W-A-T-S, the show thousands of people come to answer the age-old question, what's the deal with social media? You can't find a show that's more upset at the U.S. government for banning TikTok and sending $95.3 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but mostly for banning TikTok. I'm your host, Carl Hamburger. With me, as always, is Mike Geary, a.k.a. Blind Mike. What's up, Mike?
I like a matinee show. This is a nice feeling. Guys, super chats are half off before 6 o'clock. Go crazy. Fire away.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because there are rumors that I won't read the super chats because it's in the middle of the afternoon and I haven't taken my nap yet. But that's utter bullshit. I will read every super chat that comes in. I might even interrupt my blind co-host in a very rude manner to do so. Mm-hmm. So keep those coming early and often. And even the non-super chats, like Hidden Hand Media saying, hey, Mike, if you can see this, I think you're funnier than Carl, okay?
Hey, thanks, buddy.
He can't. Shut up. He can't. He didn't see it.
I saw it in spirit.
All right. Now, Mike, even though we're doing this at a different time than usual, the people who listen to the podcast, people who watch it after, they don't know the difference. They just know that we started a show off with some serious banter.
Mm-hmm. Here come the guys with the banter. The frosted tips, yeah. Here come the guys with the banter. Can't see shit, yeah. Here come the guys with the banter.
And what I want to talk about today is something interesting happened this morning. Rich Voss was on the Jim and Sam program on SiriusXM and brought up that little tweet battle he had with Stuttering John that we covered. It turns out that Rich then watched the YouTube video I put up about that.
Okay.
And they talked about the Dabbleverse for like 30 minutes on the Jim and Sam program today.
Oh, fuck. I got to check that out.
I know. I haven't listened to it yet. I've just been getting notes from people. But from what I've heard, Rich thought I was a comic or something. So that's cool. And I guess Jim goes deep with the Dabbleverse. Jim knew a lot of shit.
Really?
Yeah, so that was fun. That was cool to hear.
That's interesting because Jim has always played it pretty, he's kept it close to the vest because he likes John. So I think he probably doesn't want to make that known because I don't know if you know this. John is a bit erratic when he hears that someone has betrayed him.
He hates that. And you know what? I think I just misspoke. Like I said, I'm just hearing things so far.
Yeah.
Jim's always been nice to me. He's been on the show a few times. I've done his show a couple times.
Yeah.
I think Sam was the one who was actually going deep.
That makes more sense.
Shit, which I'm excited about only because Sam kind of started this whole thing. Was Sam bringing in clips from other morning shows. And those guys goofing on it. And when we started the podcast, I was like, I want to do Jocktober, but for podcasts.
Sam's changed his ways a little over the years, but he'll always be a gossipy little shit at heart, which is right, why we all love him.
For sure. So I'm glad that he's following all of that. And it was really cool to hear there was a lot of Dabbleverse talk today.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check that out. That sounds fun.
I'm excited to get that clipped up for our podcast on this Saturday. So I want to give you a quick woke dad update. Of course, Daniel Alexander. I go on the Drew and Mike show every other week, and they're a really big podcast out of Detroit.
Yes.
And Drew and those guys are a big fan of this program. And I've mentioned this before where Drew will be like, are you talking about Woke Dad today? We don't have any clips today. He's like, well, then why am I watching? Like, he loves Woke Dad. It's his favorite.
Why did I wake up?
Yeah, right. It's his favorite part of the show. So, you know, we always message before each show, like, hey, what do you want to talk about on the show today? And he said, why don't you, maybe it's time to bring some Woke Dad to the program. So
it's never not time.
So I introduced their audience to Daniel Alexander, and I guess they're getting a lot of good feedback on that. I think we're going to make this guy a star, Mike.
Yeah, of all the people we've talked about, like, you know, Solar and Baylen Dupree and these people, they tend to get a little repetitive. Even Delete Laws, who I love, it would wear on you a little. But Daniel is so frustrating.
Yes.
Because while it is, Daniel is also repetitive, but every time you're like, I know this didn't fucking happen, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And he doesn't waver at all.
I know. And I just played a bunch of clips. I could have brought some of them. I didn't decided not to, but I just played a bunch of TikToks. Even since he acknowledged us, he's already put out 5 or 6 videos of just utter garbage, like nonsense, just lying.
He's at least once a day posting clip. Yeah, so it's like that's why sometimes if we don't talk about him for a couple weeks, it's impossible to catch up because he posts every single day.
Right, and every time he's got a fake story that he wants to talk about. So
he certainly does.
I wanted to bring him up because this guy Dash wrote in and he said, "I finally figured out who Woke Dad reminds me of, Mr. Van Driessen from Beavis and Butthead."
Okay.
So this is just a quick clip that he sent. Let's see if people agree if this is Woke Dad or not.
What is wrong with you two? Don't you care about anyone? Look what you've done. Stop laughing.
Stop. He's like the hippie guy that Beavis and Butthead
torments. And that's our relationship with him. We're his Beavis and Butthead.
Right. We're just tormenting him. And he's just like, come on, guys. Fun is fun, but what are we doing over here?
I like that.
I think that's great. All right, let's get the program started. Enough of this horsing around that we're doing. I'm going to start off with music. I like to start off with some music.
Mm-hmm. Who are these music? Who are these music?
Last week, I played an oldie but a goodie. The song, I Glued My Balls to My Butthole.
Sure.
And we got a lot of feedback on that. And people are saying, well, that's a good song, but you got to check out this song and this song. David Reed sent me this one. No relation to Earl David Reed. Sent me this one to check out.
Okay.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I've been tugging these nips and I'm rubbing them again. See you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just a rubbing and a tugging my fucking nips. Oh, golly. Ooh, my fucking nips. I'll be in
hell. Well, here we were talking about Jim Norton just a moment ago. I didn't even plan this. It just worked out this way.
That's a good point. Isn't it the same band?
I think so, yeah.
It has a similar sound. It has their signature sound.
Yeah.
I'm just a rubbing and a tugging. Said you need to stop, or you can kiss those nips goodbye. I said, hey doc, you can eat a cock. I tell your wife I'm coming by. Oh, see you in hell. I don't give a shit. I'm just a rubbing and a tugging my fucking nips. Oh, golly.
That'd be just some good old fashioned fun music, right? Let's put you
That's
in a good
a lot
mood.
Of fun. This is because it has. I remember saying last week comparing it to like some kind of 50s diner, and it has that same appeal. I like this.
Yeah, no, it puts you in a good mood for sure.
I'm Makes not you even swing your lady around.
I'm not
you know?
Even in the nipple play, and even I'm like, all right, this guy's making some good points here.
he's a salesman at heart.
Yeah, he's really killing it with that. Well, since we're on YouTube, I got a note from Brad. And Brad sent me a note and saying, you guys were confused about what intersex means. And I don't remember us having this conversation, but I am confused about what intersex means.
Certainly, yeah. Always have.
So, speaking of my buddy Drew Lane, I was trying to send him this project that I'm working on. So I'm like, hey, check out this project. I'll send you a link. And I sent him this link instead. He goes, Carl, why am I watching this? Whoops. Sorry.
That's what we do. That's the only reason we have viewers. So we send to everyone we know, hey, well, check this out real quick.
Yeah, right.
What's up? I have testicles in my stomach. That's what. And I'm going to explain to you how that works.
Jesus.
I'm intersex, and I was born with a condition called androgen insensitivity syndrome.
So just to point out for Mike and the listeners.
Really? That right out of the gates.
Yes. So this is a woman in like a tube top, and she looks great. Very attractive, but I guess I'm already wrong with my analysis because it's not a woman.
Oh, yeah.
As she will explain to us. I mean, she's wearing makeup. She looks hot. I don't know.
Syndrome. So I was born an XY chromosome. I know, right? That's usually the guy's chromosome. Because I am completely insensitive to androgen, which is the male dominant hormone, my body could not form properly as a male. And for those of you who don't know, we all start off the same as a default baby, and then if you're XY,
maybe
usually
you
grow as a male.
I had a huge hog when I started off. That's the first thing that grew.
There's no way there's a letter for this.
You don't think so?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just the idea that it's like, hey, gays and this person, we have to be equally conscious of.
Right.
And then if your XX chromosome, you usually grow as a woman. But I stayed as the default baby, which is that feminine baby that we all started off as. But because my body didn't have the right tools to develop as a female, because I was an XY chromosome, there was no chance I was going to develop as a female. I just stayed in the default baby mode. And so I didn't grow a penis. Unfortunately, and my testicles never descended. So now I have testicles in my stomach, which is interesting. And I'm a biological male. What's up?
That's crazy. It's like a Barbie doll. I'm not saying the Barbie dolls have testicles in their stomach. That's not my point.
Well, we don't know. We've never cut one open and examined.
That's true. I haven't anyway.
It, my basic understanding so far is this woman's kind of like the Peyton Manning of genders. Where
explain.
She didn't have all the right tools, so she audibled at the last second. She's just like, fuck right. Omaha, I'm a lady now.
So she was reading the defense is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Didn't like what was on the other side.
Right. All right. Oh, I want to hit some super chats real quick, but we have John Sarasotti coming up, and I have a big announcement when it comes to John Sarasotti. I'm very excited.
Yay, super chats.
The greater good, $2. Mike, any thoughts on the new David Angelo special?
David Angelo, I don't know if I know who that is.
Whoa.
Let's check it out, though.
Wasn't expecting that.
Hmm.
Two-faced lying bastard, $2 super chat. Thank you.
Is David Angelo one I will like or won't like?
Well, he's just looking for your thoughts on it, so I don't know.
Which podcast will I be talking about him on?
Yeah, right. Good point. That's how you know.
Yeah.
This guy, I've been seeing him all over in just the last week and a half. Hulkamania. Just gifted 10 Who Are These Podcast memberships. Thank you very much, Hulkamania. And guys, if you're watching, turn on accept gifted memberships in your settings, and you can get a gifted membership. I just did a bonus show last night with Dick Masterson that's available for people who are members of this channel. So get on there, and you can watch the bonus material we put out and also support the show, which is very much appreciated. Thank you, Hulkamania. Drew P-Balls, a $10 super sticker. Thank you, Drew. You know, you don't have to have anything to communicate to us. It's fine. You can just give us money. We like
that,
too.
It's better if you don't have anything to say.
I have no problem with that at all. And 1971 Puffy follows suit, but ups it to $20 on the super sticker.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, 1971 Puffy.
These are too kind.
Blattcast, my buddy Christian Black coming in with $5. Solid banter today, boys. All their cool kids do their shows at 2 p 11a Pacific, especially Tuesdays, on the same YouTube channel and podcasts.
What's he referring to?
I think he's referring to Who Are These Broadcasters every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on this very channel.
Oh, my goodness.
Christian and Eric Zane break it down for you. And then what do we got here? BudFeed UK, £2. What's up, my naggers? What's up? Ebony, £5, says, rubbing and tugging my nips, not as good as my shitty Scottish jingle I did for your Cameo segment, set to Word Up by Cameo. Where do I send it? Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that. WATPshow@gmail.com is the best way to send in audio clips and nudes.
Nice.
Yes, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And then,
yeah, I think if I'm grading the two, I'm going with I glued my balls to my asshole.
I agree. I like that one better,
but it's
too.
Close.
But
it's close.
I was getting a lot of feedback for that one. So I said, all right I'll check it out. Shuck on Dish Nuts comes in with $5. Says, Lady Kmart living rent-free in my head. Cremate with walnuts ugly. Stuck in my head for a week. Keep up the good work, boys. Also, someone please kill me. No! Cremate with walnuts ugly is the song that we play before the show starts, if you're watching live here on YouTube. It's an Isotope song.
Oh, I thought it was another song by the band we just played.
Nope. It sounds like it, right? Yeah. No, that's an Isotope song. That's the fun thing about instrumentals. You can kind of name whatever the fuck you want. The Greater Good $2 says he had some hilarious economics videos on YouTube. Oh, going back to David Angelo. He had some hilarious economics videos on YouTube.
Okay, we'll check him out. I'm not familiar, but I will look into it.
I'm so confused. Flashy Vic, £5, says, hermaphrodite on hermaphrodite porn is a lot hotter than it has any right to be. Interest. I've not looked up that category. And you know what? The websites never suggest it. So really, this is not on me, I have to say.
Yeah, you know, they are going backwards, though, because George Carlin's theory was, like, the way you make a word less offensive is you just make it longer. Like, you add syllables to the term.
Yes, you're right.
But this is getting short. It used to be hermaphrodite, right? And this is intersex.
I think... okay, now I'm going to sound stupid. And I don't mind. I'm okay. I'll put it out there.
Okay.
My understanding of hermaphrodite is that you have both. And this intersex person seems to have neither. That's my understanding. Now, I could be wrong based on what that person just explained to us.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, we'll find out next week when we have a voicemail. It's like, Carl, you're a fucking idiot. It's everyone knows that intersex is this.
Or better yet, so I dated this intersex chick for like 3 years, and yeah, there's no vagina, there's no penis. What were you doing then, sir?
Well, they got a mouth.
All right.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the super chat penis wrinkle. You should be the first to know Carl has left the Isotopes to be second guitarist in the amazing band Stiff Minister.
Penis Wrinkle $5 says, let me bask in my sweet jingle. Love you, boys. Love you, Penis Wrinkle. And that's a perfect segue because let me peek behind the curtain, if you will. Now, what happens is Mike finds clips for me to play on the show, and he has certain topics that he covers. Like, John Sarasani is his beat.
This is about to be a ridiculous accusation.
I always assume that all the good John Sarasani clips, Mike will send me. I don't have to go looking for them myself. That would be doubling our work effort. You know, it would be silly to do such a thing. I trust Mike to find the right clips. Mm-hmm. Then I find out, thanks to Penis Wrinkle, that John Sarasani acknowledged me, and we did not play the clip. Now, this would have been amazing, because last week we played the clip of Woke Dad acknowledging us, and then I could hit, oh, look at, John Sarasani's aware of us now, too. But no, Mike, because it didn't feature Mike, it was only me, when this is going to go to Carl's head. He's already an egomaniac. I can't be showing him this.
A couple of things. First of all, if we played Daniel Alexander and John Sarasani acknowledging us in the same week, it would have been too overwhelming for people thinking of the four
excuses.
Of us each looking up at the same moon.
I thought you were going to say you didn't see the video, but now it turns out you have
my second point is John Sarasani's been talking about you for years, so I didn't think you were ready for it.
That's hilarious. Could you imagine, like, every other video? I don't know. He's actually trolling me.
I'm calling Jenny Jingles. Who showed him this?
All right, so
he wasn't supposed to see.
Here's the backstory on this. I'm going to have to explain some of it because some of it's visual. But yeah. I went on this guy's show, Matthew Cox. I've talked about it a few times. When we were down in Florida, this YouTuber who's an ex-con, spent 12 years in prison, very interesting guy, does this true crime show. And he had me on and interviewed me. And it's like almost 2 hours long. And in the middle of it, I brought up John Sarasani. So this is the last time I would think we'd get on his radar, because I wasn't playing video clips. I just brought his name up in the middle of this long interview. So I don't know if John saw this. Maybe he follows Matthew Cox, very popular, or if one of his boys gave him a heads up.
He does read all of his comments.
Okay.
So it's possible that someone said, my guess is maybe someone said, did you hear you were talked about on Matthew Cox's podcast? And he went and listened to it. So it's probably a twofer of sorts.
Yeah, he must have gone digging then. So
yeah.
This is him acknowledging me. What we're going to see here is he's playing the clip of me talking about him with Matthew, and then he's going to give us his rebuttal.
Stupid.
Do you know who John Sarasani is?
No, sounds familiar. Why?
So he's all over Instagram. He's bragging about his house, bragging about his car. He buys friends.
Right.
And he just wanted to get photos with the guys and be like, hey, look at me. I'm hanging out with Tom Segura. And it's one of these guys who just needs you to validate him so badly.
Right.
Like, I ain't gotta hit him. Like, we ain't in these streets more than sesame. But that shit chick, then why she texting me?
All right, so
why she keep calling my phone?
At this point in the video, he's zooming in on the waterfall that he has in his living room. Okay.
Oh, well.
And now,
point counterpoint, I suppose.
And now he's sitting in front of his waterfall with his shirt off, and he's holding stacks of cash up to his ear like it's a phone.
Speaking sexually, every time I'm out, why she stressing me? You call her Stephanie, I call her Heffany.
And I guess he's trying to be funny because then he looks down at his stack of cash and goes, oh, that's not a phone. That's stacks of cash. And
oh, well, good. I'm glad he realized.
I'll just say this to John. I have a number of friends who are extremely wealthy, and none of them have stacks of cash lying around. I've never seen anyone with stacks of cash. You have to be a wealthy douchebag to have giant stacks of cash lying around your house. It's stupid. It's not practical.
In today's world, like, I would think Elon Musk hasn't seen a dollar bill in his lifetime.
Yeah, like, why would he need to? So stupid. But
you know what? I got to say, based on what you said in that clip, he really proved you wrong.
He totally validated it. I think it's one of those things where you're just like, I better lean into this one. These guys are making some points.
I guess so. But here's the problem when guys like that try to lean in. And I guess that's what you should do ultimately, is make fun of yourself. But John's not very good at it.
No.
So it doesn't come across as a joke. And also, he won't remember it next time he goes to make a video of that waterfall in earnestness and just does it. And is like, look at the cool life that I live.
Why don't you have him on the Blind Mike Project and try to ruin him for us, Mike?
I don't think it's possible.
Tell him how to lean into
it. I'm just a very nice man.
All right. So we teased it last week. John was promoting his brand new show on YouTube. And basically what he said is he's doing like a Shark Tank style show. He wants to invest in entrepreneurs. They have to come and present to him, and then he'll decide.
Remove style from that description, by the way.
Yeah.
He's doing Shark Tank.
Correct. Yeah. Well, kind of. So this, let's get into it. This is the first episode. This is the pilot episode. And you can see he's put very little work into it so far.
Okay. Now here's what I'm looking for. I was vague about it when I put the fucking ad in. Very vague. I didn't say what I'm looking for exactly. I just said I'm looking for business partners. You guys all submitted applications. You got over 100 of them. All right?
Oh!
I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to watch me review these for the first time. Any of you guys that are coming at me just for capital, just for money, I'm going to treat you like a girl gold digger. I won't date you. Okay? I want you to come at me not just for the capital, but also for the business acumen, maybe my network, maybe my expertise and other shit I can bring to the table. I didn't tell you that though. You as the audience knows. Let's see what happens. Got a production company and we are ready to go.
That big job in my 20s to become. So we're down to about 40 applications.
Well, what's insane about this is he's basically saying the person who's going to win is the person who kisses his ass and tells him how great at business he is and how, I don't even need your money. I just need your consultation because you have such a great business mind, John Sarasani.
Yeah, there's a few things. First of all, I think it's important to note that that clip is not taken from his Instagram. It's not him on his Instagram talking about what the show is going to be. This is the show.
This is the show. This is how it starts.
This is like if you tuned into Shark Tank and Cuban was like fumbling through his notes and was like, so we have entrepreneurs come in and they try to get us to buy their business.
I guess I'm going to like figure out who to work with, but I didn't really tell them like what I'm looking for. So jokes on them.
No one vetted these people, so they're just going to waltz in here and be like, hey, Mark Cuban, you want to buy my company?
I'm just wasting people's time who probably are very busy in their lives.
But here's the problem with this little surprise that John thinks he's revealing is he's like, I didn't even tell you guys what I wanted. You're going to find out live on the show. But then you go and watch the applications, and some of them are like their business, and then others are like, hey, John, I'm 23. I just graduated, blah, blah, college. And I was hoping you could give me a job.
It's funny you say that. I have an example of that specific.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even send this to me, but I was watching this. And I just wanted to give people a feel because I thought this was going to be Shark Tank. People in the room presenting their idea, you know, answering questions, figuring out what they need to invest in and how they're going to scale it and everything. No, this is an example of an application he got that he decided to put on his pilot episode of his new TV show.
Yeah. Hey there, my name is Nick Weslowick. I'm a 23-year-old from the Chicagoland suburbs. I grew up in Lake County, graduated from University of Illinois Chicago last May with a finance degree. I believe I should be a candidate to work with John because I'm just a young and hungry individual out here trying to make it in this tough world.
I'll point out, this guy is also shirtless outside with a gold chain on. This is some interview, isn't it?
It does not. What's hilarious is his voice does not give off that at all.
Well, no, he obviously doesn't have the confidence to pull this off. But it just sounds like a nervous guy in a job interview. This is not a TV show, John. What are you doing? I believe that I would be the best candidate because I am young, and although I lack experience, I have ambition, and
my worst quality is that I try too hard and put too much effort into my work.
Yeah, you know, my weaknesses, I'm glad you asked. I'm kind of a workaholic. Some people say I care too much. It's so stupid. All right, so here's a clip. This is, you know, we were asking, what's his personality going to be like? Because he's not like a, cuddly guy, John Sarasani.
Oh, that's the other thing is, like, I kind of thought he would have a host, but it's just him.
It's just him. And, he could be a real Simon Cowell on the show.
For a little return. And I'm also going to imagine that Mike is looking for me to put capital into these, offer my expertise to these people as mentorship, but also put capital in. And I have enough money out there in early stage stuff. So I doubt I'm going to do this, but I might invite Mike to come in person. Just to hear him out on what he's trying to do. But my initial reaction is it's going to require me to put capital in early stage ventures. I'm in enough of them right now, and 99% of them go to like that, including ones that are with Techstars, as a matter of fact. So let's see what else we got. I'm putting Mike as a big fat maybe to get invited in. My goal here, guys, is to find about 15 to 20 people to bring in to get further clarification. So we shall see on that one, Mike.
Maybe? What do you mean, maybe?
Dude, this is not a show. This is what you should be doing before the show starts. Like, this is all the work you have to do before you launch your TV show. Vet these people, invite them, schedule a time, bring them in. Instead, we're watching him go through the applications he hasn't even watched yet and go, that one seems all right.
Well, this is what, like, I don't think John Sirisani is a lazy guy when it comes to business, but, like, he doesn't know this world, obviously.
Right.
So this is what a guy who's half-assing it does when they don't have an idea, they fill in what they think like could be ideas. And I know because I've done this. Like, when you start podcasting and you listen to certain podcasts, you think, you know what would be cool is if I just did like no prep work. Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of getting me raw. And then you try that a few times and you realize, like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and I have no game plan. So it's hard to just riff for an hour. John Sirisani did no work for this.
Yep.
And then realized, oh, I'm just watching these videos and being like, yeah, maybe.
I know, right? Like, have an opinion on this shit. You're on a TV show right now.
Can you imagine on American Idol if they were like, you could be going to Hollywood. We'll see.
Yeah, well, it's like, we'll be in touch. Oh,
okay, well, let me know.
Is there a time to? No, okay, that's fine. I'll be around. It's all right. It's all good. But imagine him pitching this show to a network, and he goes in and he goes, okay, so you know you guys do reality shows? Yeah. We're really aware of that. Okay, you know all the work that goes into the producers reaching out to the applicants and then deciding which applicants to actually be on the show and the rigorous back and forth that you have to do in order to figure out when they can travel here and what the time frame is going to be? That's the show. Just the logistics of getting people in a room at a future point. That's the show.
No. Put hidden cameras in the rooms of the producers of Shark Tank.
You're right. Wow, amazing.
That's what you've got.
All right, so this is how the first episode comes to an end right here.
So I think what we'll do is I think we're going to bring Brian in for him to kind of explain what he's really looking at. If nothing else, maybe I just become a board member for his nonprofit or something like that. I don't know if he's really presented anything specific here. So we'll put Brian as somebody that'll come
to
in for
be
sure.
Continued,
it
says.
In my 20s to the NPR show.
That's it.
Listen to this song, though. This is my favorite.
Yeah.
So my company to private equity and the money poured. I got millions times galore.
Not bad for a kid from Schaumburg, right?
2,000% raise. 2,000% raise. 2,000% raise. Self-made, bought the filthy pay. Gave myself a raise, left the naysayers made. When I went up, 2,000%. 2,000% raise.
I hate this so much. You know what I hate about that? Every successful guy, well, not every successful guy. A lot of these successful guys like to say, yeah, I showed those naysayers. I showed them. It's like, no one's spending any time thinking about you and how much money you made, John. No one's spending a second.
Well, the people you're talking to now, John, followed you on Instagram. So they weren't like, there's no way you can do it.
Yeah, take that. Take one. I watch all your reels. What do you mean?
And he's so obsessed with Schomburg. Like, there's no one. You could never tell me, like, hey, you know Bill Gates is from Schomburg? I wouldn't be like, fuck you. That shithole? No way.
No one's coming out of Schomburg and being successful. It's never happened before. Don't even start. Right. I know. What is that? That's a weird chip on his shoulder that he has that nobody cares about.
Maybe because he played football. I'm guessing in whatever football rivalry he had, Schomburg was like the beaten down team or something. Because that's the kind of attitude he has about it. He's like, you guys never thought a kid from Schomburg could do this. It's like, well, I mean, as likely as anyone else, I guess.
He definitely has some glory days issues in him.
Yeah.
Because I don't see a lot of people post videos of them when they were in high school on their Instagram. You know what I mean? This guy's like in his 40s now. What is he doing?
Especially when you are, again, I always have to say this, like, we do believe that John Cirasani is successful and has money.
Of course. Not for long, weird, but yes.
Right. Like, a lot of the people we cover are masking. Like, they talk about the glory days because they have nothing now.
Right.
John's life seems much better now than it was in college, but he seems very hung up on the old days for some reason. Probably because he's proving, like, maybe he actually was an underdog, like he was a loser in high school or college or something, and that still sticks with him for some reason.
He was the captain of the football team!
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He played for
and he
Notre
saved
Dame.
That blind kid. I forgot
he
saved
D1
that blind kid.
Football! He wasn't a loser in high school! That's what's so point. Crazy about this! Like, stop proving yourself! No one's doubting you! What the fuck?
You've done it, John.
Yeah! I love you thought he was getting picked on.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think of that aspect.
Here comes the money! John,
oh, sorry, go ahead, fine.
I would just say, like, he undervalues himself, like, I don't know. They have weird guest judges on Shark Tank. Like, try to do that instead of whatever embarrassment this
That's
is.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, they bring in successful people who want to spend their money foolishly on that show. Yeah, you could have done that route.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thanks for the amazing super chat, Matthew Rowley. This gift lifts WATP spirits even more than watching 3 hours of Corndiff 3D printing a trombone when you can't sleep.
Corndiff making his PDP debut tomorrow on Point Dabble Point.
Nice.
Matthew Rowley must give us a super chat every episode because that's the personalized jingle I hear the most, I feel like.
That's a good point. We didn't hear that.
It's always that, you know, watching Corndiff 3D print for 3 a.m.
Well, thank you, Matthew.
Matthew Rowley, $5 says, Carl, is there any chance you could stop covering the various liquids that fall from SJ's face? Every time you do, I can't eat for a couple of hours. Well, here's the deal with that, Matthew. I'm actually in talks with Oprah. This is a new diet plan that we're going to be trotting out there, better than Weight Watchers. Just we put fat people in a room and make them watch Stuttering John's face for an hour.
It is also nice for people like me who don't get to see it. It's good to have the audio accompaniment, you know?
Michael C. says, Jong Sun's a Tron. Okay, I get it. Peter Trinkle, $5. Mike's dropping the ball, missing these important clips. I'm free for hire and could do his job with my eyes closed. Wow, Peter Trinkle, they're coming after you now. Or Mike, they're coming after you now, buddy.
It's all yours.
All right. Shot, $2. Racist Lambo made me LOL so hard my shoulders shook. Thank you. I'm glad someone appreciated that. Michael C. $2 says, I don't think Mike has seen that amount of money. No, I don't think so.
The amount that John was holding?
Yes. Colin Madden, $5 says, no pun intended. Mike's Why Are You Laughing programs need as many eyes on them as possible. Way good. Carl, Alan Holdsworth or Scott Henderson? I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is?
I assume they were musicians or something.
I don't know. Joseph Collins, $2. Can we get a sitcom starring JC, SJ, and Woke Dad? Oh, so you want Joey C, Stuttering John, and Dan Alexander? I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I thought he meant John Cirasani, because that would also be
fun. That would make more sense.
Someone has to pay for the house they're living
John
in.
John Cirasani, yeah, good point. I don't know why. I'm on the wrong program if I'm thinking Joey C. You're right. I'm an idiot. Let me give some love to this one.
Yay, Super Chats.
All right, this is a fun name. It's Amanda Lynn Nappy with $20. Says, formerly picture exactly. Love the show, except the banter. What?
That's the best part.
It's outrageous. Amanda Lynn Nappy is a great name. I like it better than picture exactly, actually. Eb Nye, $5, says, Mr. Cirasani, I'm looking for $50,000 for you to come in with me and my Men with Moobs Nip, Rub, and Tug channel. Oh, and range of action figures.
We've already got the theme song for it.
Yeah, I mean, if John Sarasati came out, I don't think anyone would be shocked, right?
He's got a little bit of that. I imagine his daughter would be shocked, probably. But
they don't even communicate with each other.
That's true. Yeah.
She wouldn't even know. He'd be the last one to know.
If he runs into him and his boyfriend, then maybe.
Right.
Blinded light, blind mic. Don't be a douche. Instagram in the night. Blinded light, blind mic. Check out these reels. They might make you want to fight.
This is more of a visual, but it's short and I'll describe it. So this one came in from Paul E. Ogre. I call this Lamp 1, Kid 0. Picture like the Pixar lamp, only larger, that okay. Style of lamp. And there's this little kid who's like tugging on it, pulling on it.
What are you doing?
It just came down and smashed on his head. Let's watch the payoff again, shall we?
What are you doing?
I'll tell you, there are some sounds that you don't even have to see. It's just right. A funny, like that's the perfect falling sound.
Yes, for sure. This one came in from Psychotic in the Discord. If you go to whoarethese.com, you find a link to our Discord server, free to join. We have a Who Are These Socials channel in there. People put in suggestions, but also they just share fun clips that they find. I see a lot of things in there that are like, this wouldn't be good on the show, but check this out. And I go, yeah, that is funny. I like that. Thank nice. You. And this is one that just struck me as, I think I know what's going on here, but it's pretty nuts. This is from Instagram.
My mom and my stepdad is controlling. They accuse me of shitting in the bed, even though it was the dog. The dog smeared it in the bed, and I had to lay in it. My mom and my stepdad was controlling, won't let me have green ice cream. And ice cream won't let me have dairy products. Let me know your opinion. Rock on.
My opinion is...
Sound off in the comments.
Yeah, the title of this is I Need Your Opinion On. My opinion is that you're lactose intolerant and that you shit the bed and blame it on the dog. That's my opinion.
What is green ice cream, by the way? Is that like pistachio?
Oh, God, I wasn't showing my screen when I did the fucking lamp, kid. Oh, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Yeah, what is green ice cream? I guess it's pistachio or maybe it's like a mint chocolate chip or something.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm not sure. All right, one more time with the lamp, kid, now that I'm showing my screen. Sorry.
You guys know how I feel.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Okay. I mean, it's still fun. So I'm not even mad at myself, even though I should be. All right. Let's head over to Twitter.
Look at this tweet now.
This video's been making the rounds. Alec Baldwin was being harassed by a known provocateur.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's easy to harass Alec Baldwin, but somehow this lady missed the mark.
Correct. And I think I put in the show description the Alec Baldwin redemption. And yes. I was getting some comments from that. They're like, what do you mean redemption? Everyone is Alec's side. In this one, let's...
Finally, it's time to shine.
Right. It's finally not the asshole.
He passed that one time. Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
No jail
Imagine
time,
Imagine
if
he turned around and was like, well, you understand, here's why I did it, actually. She was,
right. She was
rather annoying.
She was nagging me. So I pretended I didn't know it was a real gun with a real bullet in it.
Why did you kill that lady?
So this person posted this saying, white devil Alec Baldwin attacked me while I was trying to get coffee.
Now, sure. Clearly.
They are in a place where you can get coffee, but I don't think this woman's trying to get coffee at all. I think if anyone is, it's Alec here.
Yeah.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, How just so? One time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone.
Further, the Jews control the media and the weather. Yeah. They're the reason for all of our problems.
You're not recording this, are you? I got a lot to get off my chest, actually, right now. She's so annoying.
Just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck Zionism. Please say it.
Hell yes.
One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
Oh! Alan, can you please say
that
free
was the
Palestine?
Best. So he walks in kind of sideways towards her. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you do me one quick favor? And just a very quick, it's got the reflexes of an NHL goaltender, real quick, shoots his hand up and knocks her phone out of her hand. Well
Imagine
done.
We shot her.
No, that would have been funny. Oh, that wasn't a blank? Damn it. 0 for 2.
Oops.
So everyone in the comments, it's like, it's really hard to make Alec Baldwin seem like the sane one in an encounter, but you managed it. Congrats.
It is like, that's the thing is like Alec Baldwin comes off as an angry asshole, but every time you see interactions with him, it's people like this. So you're like, I kind of get why he's a prick. Like he's been driven to it by you maniacs.
Was this your final assignment for Clown College? You were harassing him while he was trying to get coffee. You're an activist. You're not an activist. You're a narcissist.
Yeah. And can I ask, what innocent people is Alec Baldwin putting in jail?
Oh, is it, are they talking about the woman who was going to jail for 18 months?
The armorer?
The armorer,
or
yeah. I don't know. But
Alec didn't do that.
No, she was definitely at fault. If you end up
Take
making,
her, Your Honor.
If you end up making Alec Baldwin look good by comparison, you are doing something wrong. Congratulations on doing something wrong. When do you think you're going to grow into your adult voice? So she's getting hammered. Apparently she likes the negative attention because she's leaving all of this up. Seems to be fine with it.
This lady kind of sounded like John harassing Shuli, honestly. It's like, come on, Alec. Like, as if we've all been waiting for these comments from him. Like, Alec, will you finally deny your ties to Israel?
Alec, will you please just say the words that will end your career in Hollywood forever? Can you just do that for me? Is that so hard?
Alec, you've got very little career left.
Like, what the
Sit
fuck?
Down with me for a
what
moment.
What do you want him to do? It's so fucking ridiculous. It's like getting a confession from someone through waterboarding. You're like, well, yeah, he said he did it, but I think he wanted us to stop waterboarding him. So I'm not sure.
TMZ should just hire this lady. Like,
she might already have a job.
I care more about this than what like Kendrick Lamar thinks about Taylor Swift's album. You know?
All right. Speaking of celebrities, let's head over to TikTok.
TikTok's a psyop by the Chinese to fuck up the minds of our youth and some other people too. So let's talk quite a lot about these TikTokers we stalk and know. Oh, oh, whoa, TikTok fucking blows.
Yes, and when I say celebrities, I mean...
Babble, babble, babble.
Opie Radio.
My buddy Greg Opie Hughes is still trying to get something going on TikTok for some reason. I'm not sure why, but he's got some fresh
he's
takes.
One of the kids.
He's got a fresh take for us here.
Oh, my God. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Try the glove on, okay?
Prosecution is sitting there stunned. As he's like, oh, don't fit. Oh, don't fit. Oh, don't fit. And he's so surprised it didn't fit.
Oh, my God. Don't fit. Don't fit. Don't fit.
Martha Clark with that stupid permy hair of hers. Looking on in shock as the glove didn't fit. She didn't have a strategy. Just in case the glove didn't fit, she just stared.
Oh, my God, we're screwed.
Just because the glove didn't fit, that means it can't be OJ. Why not?
Wow.
Wow.
Riveting
stuff. First of all, it's Marcia Clark, so you can tell he's really well-versed in the case.
Right, yeah.
But so Opie felt the need, I guess because OJ died last week, Opie felt the need to weigh in on this subject. And he comes in, it's just like we've talked about before with like his political takes, where he's like, guys, I'll go ahead and say it. Like, OJ did it. I think he's guilty of this crime.
What's incredible to me is it just shows what Opie is without Jim and Anthony, because if Opie was in on a conversation with Jim and Anthony, they would have brought this to interesting places.
And absolutely,
he cannot do that. He has no idea how to be creative or interesting when he's talking.
Because if if Opie said, you know, oh, the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit, bullshit, whatever, that would have been masked by Anthony going into his OJ impression.
Right.
And Norton would have made, you know, severed head jokes. So it was all, any boring topic that was presented was masked because brilliant comedic voices were in the room with him.
Which is why the guy who made all those videos on YouTube, the Nopey videos where they just took Opie and Anthony and took Opie out of it. You don't miss a thing. You would think if one of the hosts from a radio show is gone, it's going to sound awkward and weird. Not at all. It's fine.
No,
he added nothing to that show. It's much better, actually. But Opie isn't known for his hot takes, obviously. He's known for his wacky pranks, as we're going to see here. Now, Opie likes to walk around Manhattan and fuck with people.
Does
as,
he ever?
As we know. So I let me just point out real quick. So there's an Asian family, and they're laying down on the Imagine mosaic in New York City. So like the little Beatles area there.
Oh, they have no idea what's about to hit them.
And I should read to you this description of this, because he doesn't use punctuation. He's like a child. Mm-hmm. And he writes, trolling and pranking Beatles fans in NYC every day.
Nice.
But is he trolling them every day? No, it's supposed to be NYC, period. Every day the Beatles fans go to the Imagine Mosaic in Strawberry Fields.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I literally just thought that's what he's... I'm like, oh, I'm glad he's keeping busy.
Everyone needs a hobby. That's great.
I wouldn't do that. The rats pee on the Imagine sign. They really do. There's an article in the paper. The rats like peeing on that. Your turn. Let's do this. Very original.
Good stuff, Obi.
Wow. And that was it. He's a 60-year-old man going, hey, that there's pee on the bench.
Yeah, rats pee all over New York City. It's fine.
Okay.
Why do I get the sense that Opie looks down at foreigners in New York City? The way that he interacts with these people, like if they don't speak English, I feel like he thinks he's better than them.
These fucking people barely understand me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is, well, it's again because, like, I don't think Opie ever grew up. Like, when you listen to Jim Norton now versus Jim Norton 20 years ago, mm-hmm. he's a different guy.
Yes.
Like, he's still as funny, but he's a totally... He's not as angry. He's not as quick to judgment. Opie never had that evolution where he's a 60-year-old man with the same mentality that he had when he was, I assume, 18, getting into radio.
It's almost like he's not a bright guy. It's almost like he's a dumb idiot.
Yeah, I suppose. That's a way to sum it up.
Or maybe not. He's got some deep insights here that he's going to share with us on TikTok.
Who were my favorite comedians growing up? That's really easy. Believe it or not, I go Bill Cosby for his storytelling. He used to tell a hell of a story. I wasn't as big of a fan as Richard, with Richard Pryor as I was with Carlin.
Carlin.
And then...
Slaughterhouse.
It's not Slaughterhouse. And then Kinison put it over the top for me. Over the top. But believe it or not, Bill Cosby, definitely. His storytelling is unbelievable.
And that's the whole video. This is such a morning radio guy thinking right here. So people love lists. What's your top three? What's your top five? Let's go around the room. Who's your top five comics? Mike, I respect your knowledge and opinions on comedians. I don't give a fuck who you think are the top five of all time. I could give a shit. Doesn't matter.
Well, but here's what's interesting, though. Is like, I do like a list. I don't mind a top five list. So when I hear that Opie from the Opie and Anthony show is listing his top five comics of all time, I might listen to that, or top three, or whatever he did. I would listen and think, this guy must have some, like, insight. He sat down with some of the best comics ever. He probably has a fascinating take. And all he says is, Cosby, Carlin, and Kinison, which are probably just the first three names that came to his mind, has nothing on Carlin or Kinison. And with Cosby's, like, stories were great.
No, that's what I mean. It's just listing things. It's not getting into it. It's not discussing it. It'd be like if I said, all right, Mike, who are the best Super Bowl champion teams? Oh, well, I would say the Ravens in 2000 and the Bears in 85. You're like, okay, whatever. It doesn't mean anything. Who gives a shit?
It's like that guy, that Jacob Hoff guy that we played, where he's like, whoa. Here's my top 10 list of whatever the fuck. Number 10.
Whitest cities.
Yeah. No joke.
Dumbest states. South Dakota. Number nine. Okay. Whatever.
Say something, Opie.
Yay, super chats.
Troy Smith coming with $2. Hi, kids. Shit, I'm late. Did I miss the banter? Yes, you did miss the banter, and it's important banter today. So make sure you catch up on that. And Troy, I got your note, and I'll see what I can do for you, buddy. I'll get back to you on it. Michael C., $2.
Interesting.
Did Mike feel Carl's face like in Rocky Dennis?
Yes. Oh, my God. What are these snaggly Trumpers?
Someone on WATP put in a chat, and I just happened to catch it yesterday. I guess they were talking, Red Bar was talking about Hackamania.
I heard you say that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they referred to me as that ugly guy from WATP. Yeah. I got to check that out. That's funny.
That's a badge of honor. That's fun.
Oh, I agree. Abby Normal $5 says, enough of the blind jingles. Where are the Clubfoot jingles? Yeah. Where are the Clubfoot jingles?
The fuck?
Remember, Mike, when we were early on before we started the show, we were talking about what we could call it and what it would be. We were thinking about focusing on our disabilities. I know that's your shtick. Not mine.
For that characterization of it, but sure.
Reverend should say powerful pooper $2. Carl assumes his whole audience is blind. Cringe of the week. Yes, I didn't have it up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I haven't done that
in
a while.
It's me like reacting to it. I'm like, oh, home run video, Carl.
I know. We're the worst. We might be the worst team when it comes to that because I'm not looking at my screen. I'm only looking at the video itself. TJ $2. Emergency episode. Carl ruins show with no visuals. All right. Well, I made up for it.
Good. I'm glad that people are keeping you honest.
Hulkamania gifted 5. Who are these podcast memberships? Hulkamania, you rock. Thank you so much for doing that. Yes, again.
This guy's crazy.
Well, he was also doing that on the Creep Off on Monday, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that because not only do people get to join and become a member, they get to see the bonus content and all the perks. If you go to the community tab, once you're a member, you'll see all of the links to all of the shows that we do. You can watch the full episodes unedited of Who Are These Podcasts. And that's only for the members and, of course, the bonus shows. Mike and I just did a bonus show last week. We were breaking down more of Julia Fox's book and some Joe Mattery stand-up.
Oh, yes. Delight on all fronts.
Yeah, so you get some of that as well. Bob's Last Smoke is a member for 1 month, says, you have to look up the pic of this chick as she appeared on Piers Morgan last night. Neck brace, sling, etc.
Oh, no.
A pic of this chick as she appeared on Piers Morgan last night.
Oh, the Alec Baldwin girl, maybe?
Oh, of course.
No. Oh, did she do that? Like she out injured her?
Oh, nah.
That's great.
I don't even know what her name is.
I guess Alec Baldwin, Piers Morgan.
Oh, Jesus, what a clown. What an absolute clown this woman is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, there it is. There's the pick for everyone. Thanks for the heads up.
So what did she say? Alec Baldwin broke my neck when he brushed by me?
Well, she's got her arm in a sling. I mean, when someone knocks your phone out of your hand, obviously it's going to hurt your neck quite a bit.
I can imagine. Yeah.
You got to look down to see where it went.
That's what Alec goes to jail for now.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like, shooting people's fine, but this is a woman of color. What are you thinking? Hulkamania, another 5 gifted memberships. Holy shit. Very generous. Thank you very much. Turn on, accept gifted memberships if you're in the chat. Amanda Lynn Nappy, $10. Carl, you always messed up my former name. It was pronounced Pitcher Exactchi. Yeah, I know it's supposed to be pronounced. By the way,
same son of a bitch.
By the way, people send gifts to us lately. We've been getting a lot of gifts. We have a P.O. box on whoarethese.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this, but I got an eye covering that says Napping Queen. So that'll be, I can nap a little bit better when it's light outside.
Please wear that on planes.
I might. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Napping queen.
Wantu, $5, says, you two boys are killing it lately. Carl analyzing SJ's guitar playing and Mike with that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode had me laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Well, thank you, buddy.
And thank you for the support. That is very much appreciated. Audiophile America, $20, says Opie's top 5 rock acts: The Beatles, The Stones, Zeppelin, Dylan, and Springsteen. No shit, it's the most cookie cutter shit, and that's what I mean when I say it's just typical morning drive radio. What was your favorite band when you were in high school? What was your, you're just like, oh, I listened to Zeppelin. Ah, me too. Cool.
Guys, we know how to say it. Vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream. Moving on.
Reverend Shit Safe Over Pooper, $2. She has a podcast and goes by Crackhead Barney, FYI. Maybe we should look into her podcast.
God damn it. All right.
Although, she's pretty annoying. She's pretty annoying, so I don't know. Crackhead Barney and Friends. Oh my gosh, it's almost like Kermit and Friends.
Hmm.
Or Barney. Her Instagram account is private. I wonder if that just happened. It must have, because she has 97,000 followers. I think some people are giving her some guff, perhaps.
Good for Crackhead Barney. I'm going to have to listen to that now.
All right, let's see what the podcast is called. It's called The Crackhead Barney Experience. Oh, I wonder where she got that from.
It's just her talking about Alpha Brain and DMT.
Yeah, right, yeah. So anyway, I was hunting elk the other day. Hey, there's Alec Baldwin. Get him. All right. We're still on TikTok. And Dat Fan, I got to ask you, after we watch this, I have some questions about where this bit came from.
I like how, as we're doing this, like the two Asians, like Truk has her glasses on. She's writing a bar exam going on right there. You look at Moses, he's typing. The Asians, they're studying during the comedy show as an audience member. I want to open an Asian comedy club, just called Asian Comedy Club, right? But the whole audience, they're just sitting at a desk. You come in, they give you a laptop, right? It's a two computer minimum. And people are sending you emails during the show. They're like, hey, Dat Fan and Joe Dallo's here tonight. That's really great because it's the perfect time for me to do my homework. Like, people are laughing but getting bonuses at work at the same. I just got promoted. Thank you so much. Or when they laugh, it's like you're bombing, but they're actually typing ha ha ha. Like on the. And then you don't know if you're really bummed. You could go home and check later on if you got a lot of ha-ha-has, LOLs, or nothing. Like, you suck. You're like, mother, I thought you were typing ha-ha-ha. That's...
Why would you post that?
Okay, so here's my question for you. Do you think that that was a pre-planned bit, or was he riffing just there?
You know, it could be a little of both, because I imagine this happens every week at his dumb shows, that people are just doing their fantasy baseball draft or something.
Because either way, it's bad, but for different reasons. So if he actually crafted that bit, then he does not know anything about comedy. But if
it was not well-formed at all.
Right, but if he's just going off, that's just off the top of his head, then he doesn't understand how anything works. Because Dat Fan's never worked a real job, obviously.
No.
He thinks that if you're sitting there and sending emails out, that you'll get a promotion.
That's what, top of the charts.
Hey, guess what? I just got an email from my boss. He just said I got a promotion for that last email I sent. Wow. It's awesome.
Jeff Bezos, this is on record. Jeff Bezos has sent the most emails in history.
Is that true?
I think it works out, yeah.
Just making shit up. I do have to say, though, Dat, Asians be studying is a hilarious joke. I cannot deny that. God. Those Asians. Well,
it's mystifying, because every time I go back to that, it's like... Another Asian joke. How have you done it again, Dad? Does anything else happen other than race in your world?
No. That's the only thing he focuses on, and it's so boring.
It's the only thing he's capable of talking about, even if there's nothing there. Even if what's interesting to me is a man who's been doing comedy for over 20 years has people in his audience that have their laptop out. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like he probably took over a Starbucks or something. Like, there's people there just to have a coffee and get work done. And then a comedy show. You're like, oh, shit, there's comedians here.
And he decided to film it.
And put it on TikTok. And this next one, I have to say, this poor woman, I guarantee she does not want this video up on TikTok. So this is one of the Dat Fan and Friends chicks.
Not just his friends, I believe. This is Mrs. Fan.
Oh, this is his wife?
I think so, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know enough about that. So Katie's trying to do stand up here.
I know too much.
Yeah. I've lost my mind. It's fine.
Yes.
Oh. It's just 11 seconds of a comedian drawing a blank on stage and not knowing what to say and then nervously laughing at themselves.
Now, what I believe is happening, because she's involved with the podcast that he keeps teasing and is never coming out.
Mm-hmm.
On their tour, he kept referencing her in videos and on stage, as unfortunately I know. So it seems like he's incorporating her in his career to some weird level. So what you hear there is him going like, she doesn't want to be on stage, most likely. And he's like, ha, yes, you're killing, at a way. It's like watching a kid at bat who clearly does not want to play baseball, but his dad is way too into the sport.
Yes, there's a whole South Park episode about that.
Yeah,
that's a good take, because I saw that and I went, oh, this poor woman, I'm not realizing it was his wife. Like, this poor woman, she just had a bad moment, and now he's putting this up on TikTok for some reason. And I look at the comments, there's one comment, and Sean says, Dad, that was a beautiful show of support. Can't imagine how difficult it must be to get up there. Brave lady. See, this is the last thing you want when you're trying to do stand-up. You don't want to be called brave. You want to be called funny or entertaining.
Also brave for what? She didn't do anything.
No, she's brave because she's brain dead. She still got up on stage with a microphone. How brave. Who else would do that? Only an idiot. Wait,
right after, she could have been saying what that lady wanted Alec Baldwin to say, for all we know.
Now, that would have got a standing O, but what are you going to do?
How brave.
All right. I have a new character I want to introduce this audience to. And this is a gentleman named Wyatt Karam. Wyatt Karam is an aspiring comic, does stand-up, but he also does these short TikTok videos. He probably would have been a Vine star, if you remember Vine, like six-second videos, like get in, get out kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do we know who Wyatt Karam is? His father, Brian Karam, happens to do a political show with Senator John Melendez and Richard Ojeda once a week.
Actually, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, so Brian Karam got John to go see his son perform and actually got an introduction to Jay Leno, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so Brian is trying to support this kid. He's like, yeah, I think he's going to make it. I think he's got some good stuff.
Okay.
So these videos that he does, and I watched some of his stand-up, and it's brutal. But let's stick with the TikTok for now. We can delve into some more things in the future.
Right.
What he does is he puts together these videos that are not funny in any single way, but I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be. This one is called How to Ruin an Introvert's Day. All right. How to Ruin an Introvert's Day.
How to Ruin an Introvert's Day.
Oof, man, I'm telling you. We need to have a good talk, 3 to 4 hours. You look like you love a good talk.
Shut up!
What do you think, Mike?
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, so he does this thing, and he does some different things. He does this thing where he's playing both guys. So he's just like, hey, man, I think we should have like a nice long talk, like 4 or 5 hours. That's a natural thing people say all the time.
Yeah.
And then it switches to him as the introvert. He's like, shut up.
You could just do that with anything. I don't ruin a fat guy's day. Hey, we're not getting lunch today.
No shit.
So you just do that with any topic.
Oh, all right. So you're already picking up on how dumb this guy is from a comedy standpoint.
It's mindless.
Check this out. This is called Walking In on Your Parents.
Walking in on your parents at the wrong time.
Hey, Mom, Dad, do you guys...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's it.
Can I tell you, and this is how misguided I am. I thought it was going to be a misdirect where...
Right!
You know what I mean? Like, where his parents doing something embarrassing in a different direction, not just fucking.
Right, because it said at the wrong time, and that's exactly what you think it would be. And there's also an extra bit of awfulness, because I know what Brian Karam looks like, and now it's in my head that he's getting a blowjob.
Yeah, he's so now plowing away worse at the old mother.
Yeah, so now it's even worse for me. Now, Brian Karam is a Democrat, and he talks about politics for a living. And so the apple does not fall far from the tree, as this is a video called Republicans on Abortion.
Absolutely no abortions. All life is sacred. Man, I mean, it's your beliefs. Did you see the thing about Joe Biden, by the way?
Sleepy Joe. Too bad his parents didn't walk into a Planned Parenthood when they were having him. Would have made the world a lot better.
Where's the rest of it?
No, that's it.
Show me the rest.
That's the old...
There's a punchline in there, goddammit, and I know it.
That's the old straw man. You know, when Democrats say that Chairman Mao didn't go far enough, I'm always like, y'all be tripping. I don't know these Democrats. You just say, like... You know, Republicans are always wishing that guys on the other side got aborted as babies. Yeah. You're like, what?
So that was the joke that I wish Joe... Imagine if a Republican said, I wish Joe Biden was aborted?
No, he's saying that that's what Republicans say.
Right. As the viewer, that's what I'm supposed to be imagining.
All right. Let's get off to politics. We're polarizing things.
But I'll tell you, though, this is what's perfect about this kid.
Yeah.
And his comedic stylings is like the one takeaway I've had from Brian Karam, because I don't watch John so much, but he's usually on with John with Richard Ojeda. So I'm just not doing my job if I'm not watching some, you know? Mm-hmm. My takeaway from Brian Karam, I don't know if you've picked up on the same thing, is he is a horse's ass that wants so desperately to be funny.
Yes.
And he has passed that on to his poor son.
Correct. He's always trying to entertain. And so that's why he's attracted to Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show. Because he also thinks that there's like this thing that's going to happen where they're going to catch on as like the funny political commentator show with Richard Ojeda stopping people on curbs in the middle.
Brian Karam's the type of guy that thinks it's like he's a bad boy that mentions to vaguely reference that he smokes weed and everyone's supposed to go, whoa, you naughty thing, you. That's illegal in pretty much every state now.
Yeah, it's we're all over it. Trust me. All right.
But wow, he's passed on. He's made an exact replica of that.
Yeah,
that's
so
fascinating.
This is a fun one. This is him trying to pick a TV show. You know, that happens a lot. You're on the couch like, oh, what TV show?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Thank God, we could watch Clone Wars, sci-fi, we could watch Star Trek, even more sci-fi. Oh no, man, like, we have so many options. Horror? Dude, I don't give a fuck, just pick something already.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, it's not, I'm going to wait till the end.
No, that's it. That's the whole video.
What the fuck? Where are the punchlines?
I don't know. You know, whenever I see shit like this, I always think, have you ever watched a funny video on the internet before? Dude, but realize what you're competing with? This is terrible.
That's the most frustrating one, because I don't even get... In the other two, I get what he was going for, ultimately.
Uh-huh.
But in that, he's saying, what is the commentary? That there's too much to watch on TV?
I don't know. All right, here is... So, in a lot of
my girlfriend always says that to me when we're scrolling. She's like, well, it's either Star Wars or horror.
Right, we're going to watch Star Wars, Star Trek, or a horror movie.
Yeah.
All right, so in a lot of his early videos, he talked about having ADHD. And so this is one of the videos about that.
No, officer, that car came out of nowhere. I don't know what the hell happened.
Mama mia, here I go.
So what's happening here is he was just in an accident. He's talking to the police, although he's just sitting in his car. It's all staged. And then it goes 5 minutes earlier. All right, he goes, the car jumped out in front of me. And then 5 minutes earlier.
What happened?
Mama mia. Here I go again.
Who is that commentary for? People that specifically sing Mamma Mia while they're driving through? I don't get... What is he commenting on?
Well, I don't know that he knows what ADHD is.
Right.
Singing in your car doesn't mean you have ADHD.
But not just singing in your car and apparently not paying attention to the road.
Yeah, he's like acting out the song and looking all around like an idiot. Like, okay, yeah. It's just kind of being dumb, right?
Ugh. And what annoys me is you can tell this guy, like, ooh, Mamma Mia is a really funny song to pick.
Oh,
like, wouldn't that be crazy?
Right, yeah.
Guy
could you imagine
if
a guy
that?
Was singing Mamma Mia, right?
That's wacky.
Who would do that? All right, now he gets into depression. So this is one called The Hardest Thing to
As
Do.
As am I.
This one's called The Hardest Thing to Do with Depression.
I really should go take a shower. Hey, bro. Oh God, what is that smell? It was like death and fish, man. What the hell?
So his buddy comes in. The guy goes, I should take a shower. Then it says 1 week later, the buddy comes in. He goes, whoa, what is that smell? It smells like death and fish, man. What the hell?
That was the whole... I'm not joking. That
I
was
know.
The whole video?
I know. Did I mention this yet? I don't think I said this. I'm stealing all this from El Replay. He's the one who introduced me to this.
Okay.
That's why this episode was called...
Well, then fuck you, Tukey.
That's why we call this We Steal Wyatt Karam. And I even texted Rocco today. And I'm like, by the way, I'm totally stealing Wyatt Karam. He's like, yeah, no, I know. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't asking.
Well, now I'm stealing him, too. I have no choice. This is going to be the next 6 months of my show.
These fucking videos are bonkers. They're so stupid. And he's... putting a lot of ties, putting on wigs. He's putting these things together for some reason. All right. One more example.
Can I ask you this, though? Are other people coming into the... Like, is he doing these with other people?
No.
It's him
playing all the parts. In fact, I'm going to play for you is he plays the girl in this, too. He's got, like, a filter on his face to make him look
wacky.
Like a girl. Yes, this one is Proposal Gone Wrong. Proposal Gone Wrong.
Before 10th anniversary, I decided to get you something a little special. Oh my god, did you finally give me a ring? Even better, babe. That's right, baby. Harry's wand. You go with my Harry wand. Eliyama, other naked. So what do you think, babe?
That was the longest one. So that was a Harry Potter magic wand that he gave to his girlfriend on their 10-year anniversary.
This is captivating. And I apologize.
I know, right? There's something about this. You're just like, who would be this stupid to put this on the internet?
Well, I apologize to people because I feel like our commentary is suffering because I don't know when the video is done. I'm like, surely there's more. Oh. I can't talk yet.
You know me, Mike. I am not a fan of pregnant pauses, but in this case, I think what you're doing is perfect. Waiting for something to happen is perfect.
We have no choice. I've just been trained that something's going to happen in a video we're playing.
Nope. Definitely not.
That's crazy.
A mandolin nappy member for 2 months says, Mike, tell Carl the audio level is low on the clips. You're in charge of the other senses.
Carl, I got something to tell you.
What's that?
Clips are a little low.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah,
that's the problem with playing things off the internet in real time, because some people have loud videos and some people have quiet videos. But we fixed that one post if you want to listen to the show. Anywhere you get your fine podcast, Who Are These Socials has its own feed. Please subscribe there, and you can listen every Friday. Ward Rutherford, 2 pounds. Alex, say Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. See, that would have been a funny troll. Pat Oates is here, $5. Taking out laptops and phones is considered applause in Asian culture. All right. See, Pat, we were doing this. Pat was on the show, and we were listening to Tom Myers. And Pat does the thing that we all try to do, where we try to punch up the joke. Like, okay, well, here's how you turn that into a joke. But Pat was
how
actually
could
doing
you? I think they're all really swell.
Pat was doing a really good job of that. Where he's like explaining, it's like, okay, we get the setup. Now come up with an example that's silly or fun or outrageous or something. So, all right, very good, Pat. I like that. The Wizard Monkey.
Well, Pat, try and do something with these videos. You can't.
Yeah, I know, right? I wonder if he's doing the same thing you're doing. Like, is that over? Or... The Wizard Monkey, 2 pounds, says, my granddad taking a shit's funnier than Wyatt's riots. Okay.
Wyatt's riots.
Reverend Shitstain, $2. I thought Karam supported abortion? Hoo-hoo. Oh, I get it. I see what you did there. I see what you're doing. Mike, we got a lot of voicemails. Let me pop through those real quick.
Nice.
And then we'll... close things up, guys. Thank you so much for supporting us and watching the show on an unusual time.
This is for WATS. Hey, Carl, Mike, it's Joe from PA. I was just watching Carl's appearance on Drew Lane going over Woke Dad, and Woke Dad says a lot of cringy shit. But I think the cringiest thing that he ever said, and if you already played the clip, I'm sorry for, you know, repeating myself, but causing a ruckus in the concrete jungle. Yeah. When I picture that in my mind, the first person that I picture is Woke Dad. What a tool bag this guy is. Don't call me back.
Yeah, one of the videos I played on the Drew and Mike show, he's responding to this comment that says, like, just because you're white doesn't mean you have privilege. Stop it with that. And it's okay to call out people's characteristics. Doesn't mean you're racist. And he goes... He tells the story about how he grew up really poor in the ghetto, and he had a black friend. They played handball. You would think he was talking about the 30s or in the Great Depression, but no, he grew up in the 80s, and they're playing handball in the alley. And he drops his bottle of Coke, and the glass breaks. Someone calls the cops, and Dan Alexander, being the amazing person he is, says, I did it, officer. I dropped the Coke can. It's my glass. And they said, I don't believe you, and handcuffed his black friend and drove him off to never be heard from again.
Was that a crime in the 80s?
It makes zero sense. He's like, so remember that next time you think that we don't have white privilege. That's a made-up story, dude. What the fuck are you talking about? So stupid.
Damn. Hey, Carl, this is a call for WATS. I just want to let you know that was not me who threw the fucking cup of kindness at WokeDad.
Okay, good.
That was not me. I know I called up and said that I want to, and I do want to, but I never would do that. I'm not driving to fucking Michigan, to Rochester, New York, to go throw a cup of coffee at that guy's pussy. But yeah, it was not me. So I just want to make that clear. Love the show. See ya.
See ya. Can I just point out, it's not the distance of the drive being the reason why you shouldn't throw coffee at people.
Right, exactly. You're even not, if you're right next door.
Right. He's like, I would, but it's, I mean, that's like 6.5 hours. There's no way. No, don't do that.
No matter how convenient it is, don't do it.
Don't, yeah.
Listen to Who Are These Socials, and you guys just play that Daniel Alexander where he's flipping his shit because some lady made an offhanded remark about her daughter flirting with him.
Yeah.
That guy is 1,000% a fucking pedophile. Really? If he's offended by that, there's a reason. Because he wants to fuck that little girl. That guy's a fucking creep.
All right. I don't know if that's true or not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
What a man's desires are.
He does come off very creepy, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Do I have to start being more careful about what voicemails I play on this show?
Well, we should just say we don't know. That's just some rogue caller. We don't know.
You know what? Here's
I don't even know how they got on here.
Here's my official stance.
You are fake news.
All
right. That's exactly right.
Carl, this is for WATS. Who Are These Socials? I love that you played the I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again song. I was playing it all week at work. One of my supervisors is like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I don't know. A lot. I drink. There's also one that was my long one and your wrong one. Quit jizzing in the hot tub. And there was one, I forgot the title, but it was about taking a shit at work, and I thought of you.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you hear it. All right.
The shit at work one was posted on our subreddit. It's very good. It's a very funny song.
That's very sweet.
Hulkamania gifting another five.
Yay, super chats.
Unbelievable. I love this. Hulkamania. Hope we all see it. Hackamania, May 31st through June 2nd. Hackamania.com. Promo code WATP. Get you 20% off your tickets.
Carl, you cruel motherfucker. When are you going to let Blind Mike know that week in and week out, the hat he's wearing says, I love big black cocks.
God,
and the eye
I
has a cock.
Threw that one away, I swear.
Over the hat. When are you going to let him know? This is fucked up, Carl.
I assumed that he did know, and he just was trying to let everyone know he's proud of that.
I'm like Judah Friedlander in 30 Rock. I just have different gay symbolism on my hat every week.
Well, you know what, Mike? Couldn't hurt.
It's something.
Certainly couldn't hurt if you wanted to do that. All right, last one here.
Hey, Carl, this one's for WATS. Love the show. Blind Mike's hilarious, and yeah, I mean, you're all right or whatever. But I got to call bullshit on you guys goofing on WokeDad for making up stories. I'm actually the bigot in all of his videos. I'm the one goofing on his trans kid all the time. So if you guys cut that out, great show. All right. Yeah.
Great Holy shit. I didn't expect it to end this way.
We're sorry, Daniel. Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't realize. You know, but in my defense, Daniel doesn't say it's the same guy he runs into every single day.
No, that would be great if it was one guy.
Yeah, just following around fucking with them.
Every week he's like, God, this guy's the biggest asshole.
Dave Crandall coming with $2. WokeDad has skeletons. Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? And then Hulkamania one more time gifting another five Who Are These Podcast memberships.
Oh my God.
Super chat. Yeah. Kyle's gonna read a super chat. Woo. Super chat. Oh, come on now. Mike would do it, but he can't. Hey! Woo!
Manny Mustard says, everything green I click on just gives me the option to buy others' memberships. Well, you can do that too, Manny. All right. You know what I need to do? I know they do this on the Shuli Network. They put a link into how to turn on accept gifted memberships. I will find that information to help people out with. But thank you
I've
again.
Never mentioned it on my channel once. I didn't know that was a thing. So if you subscribe to my channel, feel free to do that too.
Gift memberships?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what I did. So I started doing YouTube memberships back in August, I think, of last year. Mm-hmm. And like everyone was doing it, and people are already on YouTube watching, so it just made sense. We always had Patreon and Supercast. I figured, okay, we'll add YouTube into the mix. But yeah. YouTube takes a bigger cut than both Patreon and Supercast. So I made the membership on YouTube $6 instead of $5 a month.
Okay.
Then I'm watching all these people gift all these memberships and accept gifted memberships. And I'm like, no one can do that on my channel for some reason. Why is that? It turns out on YouTube, it has to be $5 or less in order for it to be giftable.
Yeah.
So what I did is I created a second membership tier called Giftable Membership.
So we have gifted memberships, but I didn't know you to tell people you have to like turn accept them. So I think people have just been getting us gifted memberships and then no one has them afterwards.
No, I think people get them.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, no, people definitely get them. You should tell people to turn on accept gifted memberships. It's part of the process. But yeah, then it just kind of randomly picks people who are there live in the chat.
Nice.
Once you do that. But thank you very much, Hulkamania. You're setting a good example for the other folks, and you're also spreading the word of WATS, WATP. I appreciate that. That's why I always spread the word of blindmike.net.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Yes, you can go there right now and find all of our links. Kirby Enthusiasm episode of Why You Laughing just came out. Go through the archives if you're new to Why You Laughing. Watch every goddamn episode and subscribe on YouTube. Blind Mike Project on YouTube, subscribe there, or you can become a Patreon or YouTube member, like I just mentioned. Trying to get to 1,000 on Patreon this month. It's been a snail's crawl there, but I think we can do it. So awesome. Subscribe if you're into that.
That's amazing, Mike. I remember when we first started doing shows together, and you're probably a third of that. So that's incredible how much it's grown for you, and you deserve it. You do a great job. People should definitely check out your shows. BlindMike.net's a great place to find the links to that. WhoAreThese.com is where you can go to find all things. Who are these podcasts? Who are these socials? Who are these broadcasters? And we do have a Patreon as well. There's a link on there, patreon.com/whoaretheseSpodcasts. Bonus episodes. Get to watch the shows live. We do mini bonuses. I'm on the Drew and Mike show every other week. I always put those up. People who like audio first, audio only, that's always up there for you. So you can just listen to the show. We do appreciate the support over there. And, of course, the Creep Off, thecreepoff.com. Every Monday at 1 o'clock on the Creep Off channel and the Who Are These Podcasts channel, my buddy Vinny Paulino and I do an episode of the Creep Off where we compete to find who can find the biggest creep in different categories. The only true crime show made for men. And Vinny will actually be my guest on Who Are These Podcasts this weekend. Point Dabble Points tomorrow at 4 p.m. Too many plugs. This is too many plugs. This is not going to get anywhere. I'm talking too much.
I heard the teaser of the show you're talking about with Vinny.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very nice to make fun of people like
that. Oh, man. At first, I was watching, I'm like, I don't know. Is this going to get too mean? And then I was like, oh, no, this is incredible. This is incredible. I also got a note from Nobody Likes Onions, Patrick Melton, today. He was watching the pure, genuine Frenchie Hanna.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, this is incredible. How did you find this one? I'm like, thank you. I feel like people don't appreciate Frenchie as much as they should. She is a gem. I don't know what she's on, but it's nuts.
Something
for sure. All right, Mike. I think that's, I think we can call it here.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Anyway, social media, I'll catch you later, man.
Who are these socials?
That's what this audience wants to hear. Like, whoa.
Socials.
I'm the one who should apologize.
Folks, what you were about to see is real.
With Carl.
Okay, we got it.
And Blind Mike.
Who's gonna-